It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Eric Sinksis joins us this morning. He is the director of wood and bioeconomy at the Natural Resources Research Institute. Hey, Eric, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, we thought that losing the chlorophyll in tree leaves exposed the colors. And then we thought that it was the changing daylight that was what set off the color change. And so when somebody would see a tree changing color early, they'd say, oh, it's a sign of an early fall and whatever. And now you have something even more troubling to tell us, that in fact, trees are stressed.
Well,
I'm finding this really, really upsetting, I guess.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be upset by it. There's two things going on. Plants do sense the changing day length, and that's what initiates the process called senescence, where they remove the chlorophyll, they begin to shut down the photosynthetic processes in the leaves, and you know they're preparing for winter, right?
Okay.
So, and as they do this, they become more sensitive to sunlight. You know, of course, we know that sunlight powers photosynthesis, but like anything in life, there's such a thing as too much of a good thing, right?
Right.
And when,
which is why we wear sunscreen.
Exactly. And, you know, so, yeah, sun is good for us at some point. And, with sunscreen, we're protecting ourselves from too much. And that's true of plants as well. Plants can get too much sunlight, and it becomes stressful for them. And so they begin to produce these pigments. And there's really two kinds of pigments, and they work in two different ways. The first ones, the ones that you see as red or reddish-purple in color, those are anthocyanins. And they really do act like a sunscreen because they're essentially blocking that excess sunlight that would be damaging to the leaves and preventing the damage in that way.
Okay, that's extremely cool.
Yeah. And then the other ones, the carotenoids, which are typically yellow to orange in color, they act almost like a circuit breaker. When there's too much sunlight getting to the leaves, it's a little bit like if you maybe plug two toasters or a toaster and a microwave into the same circuit your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What happens?
It pops.
It pops a circuit breaker that prevents an overload of a circuit, which could be really damaging.
Sometimes a lamp and the phone charger, but that's just an old house.
Yeah. And this works in a very similar manner. If these pigments weren't there, it would overload circuits and it would seriously damage the leaves. These work a little bit like a circuit breaker. They're preventing that overload of the photosynthetic circuits.
Wow. So is there any way that you can explain how you discovered this in a way that lay people could understand?
Yeah. And I have to give full credit to my co-author. His name is Bill Hoke. He was a former student of mine. In fact, the first we discovered this one. I worked at the University of Wisconsin, and he was actually a student the first semester I started teaching as a TA at UW, and he later went on to get a PhD in horticulture. And he, as in part of his PhD work, he had some lines of dogwood and viburnum that didn't normally dogwoods and viburnums turn red in the fall, and he had some lines that were non-red that didn't turn red, and he discovered that they had a single gene mutation that prevented them from producing these red colored leaves, right? And so he came up with this hypothesis that the red the pigments are protecting them so that they can continue to do photosynthesis. The question being, why would they want to do photosynthesis if the leaves are going to drop off anyway? And we had a hypothesis that what it does is it actually is protecting the plant because there's a lot of nutrients, especially nitrogen, that's deployed in the leaves during the summertime to do the photosynthesis, and they need to drive that nitrogen back into the woody stem of the plant for fall. So we took these mutants, and we took some normal ones that turned red, and we put them in high-stress conditions, high light, cold temperature, and low-stress conditions, low light, warm temperature, or high light, warm temperature. And sure enough, we were able to measure how much damage there was. We were able to measure how much nitrogen was reabsorbed by the plant and compared them between the ones that were normal red color and the ones that were not normal red color.
So I feel a whole lot better about this now. We just had a very deep, a very difficult conversation about what's happening to the state of news in this country, and I was feeling a little blue, and then trees are under stress, and that was really starting to bother me. But this is like tree sunscreen.
Yep, it's tree sunscreen, and at the end of the day, what it's doing is it's protecting them by allowing them to keep that investment in nutrients that have been deployed in the leaves all summer. They're conserving their nutrients.
The trees are eating. The trees are happy. They're happy. They're eating. They have sunscreen. This is all a very good thing, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for turning my whole day around. And now when you go leaf peeping, you know, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. Maybe you're out and about and you're looking at the beautiful trees and you're looking at the colors. You can turn to the person in the car next to you and say, you know, that's tree sunscreen. It's how the trees protect their leaves so that they can continue to absorb nutrients.
Yeah.
And the other person's going to think you're a genius.
Indeed.
Eric, thanks so much for making us and our listeners much smarter people. And I appreciate you joining us on Green Visions this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Eric Singsas is the Director of Wood and Bioeconomy Initiative at the Natural Resources Research Institute, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.